Now, y'all know I love McDonald's for a quick meal, especially if I'm out and about with the boys and need something to eat. I like food, and y'all know I like saving money, too. Did you know that you can save money with deals in the McDonald's app every single day? Yeah, you heard that right. There's a deal every day in the app. So if you are an avid McDonald's goer like me, you'll find the best value for your buck by using the app. One of my favorite things about the app is the ability to order ahead. So let's say I'm on the road, just picked up Axel from school, and know I promised him some McDonald's fries and a sundae, but don't want to have to wait in that long line. I open up the app and just place my order there. Then I can walk in and pick up my order when it's ready, no wait needed, especially if I time it right. And I love that you can also get a bunch of deals in the app as well. I just logged in and can get a free Big Mac with a minimum purchase of $1. But check it every day because the deals are always changing. Plus, make sure to share your birthday so McDonald's can celebrate with you with something special. Dream drivers save money with the McDonald's app. Nope, you must opt into rewards.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
La cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
La cual pudiera llevarme al hospital, así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
Yo, what up?
Do you remember the classic physiques? Like the old school bodybuilders of the golden era, like in Venice Beach in the 70s?
Yeah, like Frank Zane and Perigno and Arnold and Draper and all those guys.
Yeah, 50 years on and we're still looking at those guys as a gold standard. And you know what's crazy? They didn't have creatine, pre-workout, fat burners, like a lot of the other popular supplements you see today. But one supplement, I did not know this, they all used was desiccated liver. Because it's packed with amino acids for muscle growth, vitamins and minerals for health and immunity, but it's also proven to cause a huge increase in red blood cells, which means you recover quicker, have more endurance, and get better pumps. That is why I consider it a must for all these iconic bodybuilders. Our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition have just added desiccated liver from grass-fed cows to their world-class supplement lineup, but they've also gone a step further and introduced Essential Alpha, a grass-fed beef organ complex. Pound for pound, beef organs are the most nutritious food available, particularly for active men. That's a shoot, because liver is the healthiest thing you can eat. And Legacy believes in celebrating masculinity and maximizing male potential. Legacy, as you know, is owned and operated by Nick on probation, Aldis. And let me tell you, I talked to him about this, and he is super excited to finally be able to bring this to the market. And they've been working on the formula for a while, and he's been really singing the praises of this stuff. And can you ever think of a time when he wasn't ever in shape? I mean, if you're looking for a perfect supplement to help you build muscle, have more energy, and boost your immune system, and bring out your inner alpha, then you need to try Essential Alpha. Available right now at LegacySubs.com, and always use the code K100. Get you 10% off and to help support this show. That's LegacySubs.com, and use the code K100 at checkout. And I'm a big fan of liver, and I'm definitely going to start using this product.
The great thing about Legacy Subs, which, and boy, they've been with us that long because people keep buying their shit. Or if not, they wouldn't be throwing no ads on our show. People like their products. We, all of us, use their products. They have everything. Anything that you can imagine, the list is too long, but anything to help you with your brain power, pre-workout, protein drinks. I mean, they, from the A to the Z. And the great thing for the females out there, they have a supplement line just for females, which is curated by his wife, Mickey James. So check either one of them out, you know, get your supplements on, Legacy Subs. Boom.
So next one's from Brendan Edwards, and the subject is Batch at the Beach 2000. My name is Brendan, and this question for Disco. You're at the WCW and Batch at the Beach 2000 happened. The Dark Side of the Ring documentary was just released Tuesday. Even though you had no matches at pay-per-view or anything like that, could you talk about what the tension may have been like around the building, if at all, during or after that? He may have seen or experienced being backstage. Russo said on YouTube he's done talking about it after his Q&A, but just curious if you could, and I didn't get to ask him during his live stream the day after. Thank you if you do answer this. I was in the booking committee. I was backstage, and bro, Vince was not keeping us in the loop. The only people that knew what was going on was Jeff and Vince and Booker and Eric. Nobody knew what was going on.
But let me tell you a very weird story that I think I've told you, but you forgot. I was backstage that day, okay? And Russo came up to me personally. So here's my question. Let me ask you this. Before they went into the ring and they did what they did, right? Did Russo already know it was a work, or did he already know he was going to shoot? Okay.
No, they knew that they're there.
Okay, so he came up to me before the match, or maybe a couple matches before it happened, and this is exactly what he told me. He goes, "Hey, you're gonna see something tonight, and I just want to know that I had to do it. I had to do it, you know. So don't freak out if you see it." So why would he tell me that? Do you think?
Because he was having to go and cut the promo. He was gonna go in the ring and cut the promo on Hogan.
Right.
But
was he working me or no?
No, I don't think so. Because he had to, Hogan was using his creative control.
Right.
And Vince, I have to do this. Cause he was, bro, the thing about the thing was Vince was for the locker room.
Right.
Like Vince was on the side of the locker room in this. And Vince,
yeah, I know that. There's no doubt in my mind on that.
This whole thing stemmed from, and the whole
bro, he was pushing the young guys in that young blood or whatever versus the millionaires. Remember,
we're going to make Booker T the champion. He deserved it was his time, and that's why it was like I had to. You know, we all agreed that it was Booker's time, and he has to do this because Booker needs to be the whole point of this was to get around to make Booker the champion. You know,
did Hogan not want Booker to be the champion, or what was the
problem
there?
I don't know the conversations. I don't know. You know, go ahead.
No, I just thought because you were very close to Russo back then.
He would have told you. He was keeping out of the loop on this stuff. It was private conversation with him and Hogan. You know,
I've read all along, it was like the agreement was for what happened in the match where Hogan wins with the foot. He takes the belt and leaves, and Vince comes out and says, you know, fuck you, you're gone. And then Hulk comes back in a few months to fight whoever the champion is to unify the belts, whatever. But the promo that Russo cut the second time where he came out and said, you're a bald old bastard and all this stuff and talked about Hogan politicking, that wasn't a part of the plan. That's where Vince deviated from the script or whatever agreement he had with Eric and Hulk.
Yeah.
So Vince knew that the match was going to be funky, but I think he might have been telling you like about his promo when he was going out.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
because he had to break you're breaking the wall. You know, you're actually shooting on TV, you know, about something that's real instead of like it's not a work. You're shooting on TV. So it's like
that's what convinced a lot of fans that were like, no way. And then I was like,
the reason because I watched that episode and I didn't even know this until I watched the episode. The reason that Vince won is because he's a fictitious character cutting a promo on a fictitious character,
right?
Which is Hulk Hogan, not Terry Bollea.
Right.
Yeah.
The next is from Danger Ross, and somebody says, MJF is the smartest man alive. Hello, gentlemen. Hope I find you all in great health, even you, Joe, although you did kind of diss my city of Des Moines. Just kidding, Joe, but not really. Anyway, I'm a lifelong wrestling fan. My brothers and I specifically love disco. We would all dance and sing the song during his entrance. I remember the first time I saw Conan, it left me so bewildered and amazed. He would do these close lines where he would roll and then do the clothesline, and that just made me, that just wowed me. I have a lot of respect for what you guys went through to just give me some kid with no friends, something to look forward to on a Monday. I'm actually named after Agent Adonis, as my dad was watching pro wrestling as I was being born and named me after the winner of the match. I have this theory that MJF is actually manipulating Roderick Strong. I feel that he's so smart because he's figured out a way to Hulk Hogan the situation where he comes out squeaky clean, and I'm almost sure Strong will be the one to cost Cole the title in some way. What do you guys think about this theory, and what are your thoughts on the storyline as a whole so far? At first, I was really kind of sick of Adam Cole, but the episodic storytelling has really drawn me in. I'll give you both flowers now because I really feel like AEW finally listened to you. P.S. The reason I love you guys and no other podcasters such as Sean Ross Sapp is, if they always break the number one rule of journalism and become part of the story, furthermore, they try to control what kind of wrestling is considered good, affecting what I personally enjoy. So, all right. No, I like the MJF Adam Cole story. I don't even really know exactly what the question is here. Did he have a question? What are your thoughts on the storyline as a whole so far? I like it. Of course, if you listen to our reviews of the show, we've been very complimentary of it. It's episodic storytelling. I'm not sure this should have culminated in them having a match with their friends. I mean, it's kind of weird, you know? I mean, like, there's no heat, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. I mean, I'm interested to see what happens next. What about you, Conan?
Yeah, I just think that at the beginning, I thought, all right, MJ's going to revert to being a heel, but he's so over. Why would we revert him? And I just think Cole and Strong are going to jump on him. But I could also see Strong in appearing in the match. So there's a lot of ways you could go, and I like it because I want to see where they go with this.
This Christian Edwards has a second email. Biggie's retirement, New Day's future. I'm not even going to read this. He asked about Biggie earlier. So this next is from George Gebhardt. Subject is time to split up WWE tag titles. Hey guys, with Kevin Owens out with an injury, wouldn't this be a good time to strip Owens and Zayn of the tag titles? Both Raw and SmackDown have at least 7 tag teams each on their respective roster, not including Owens and Zayn. By doing so, they can give a boost to both brands' tag division. And when Owens comes back, then he and Zayn can go on a quest to get the titles back. Thoughts? George, sure. When we talk about interesting questions, that's not an interesting question. Okay. Next is from Josh Doan. Subject is hatred for the USA women's soccer team. Hey, I'm not a huge soccer fan. You just root for our national teams during the World Cup and Olympics. But for some reason, this women's team feels so unlikable. I actually want them to lose. In this case of being so good for years, you want to root for an underdog? Or are they just assholes and all their mannerisms have been so hateable? You'd rather cheer for Vietnam or Portugal because they actually seem to be happy to be there and are actually proud to represent their country. That's been the main criticism that the U.S. national team had. You know, so it is what it is.
Like people that want to see Mayweather lose or Connor, where it's like because they're cocky and smug and I want to see them get their comeuppance.
Right.
I think that's how people feel about the soccer team, too.
Yeah. Next one's from Greg Gandolfini, and the subject is, what if Bill Body showed up at a Triple H show or Sapphire Gentlemen's Club? How do you do's, K100? As you're all aware, Billy Body is the running for the scumbag of the year, not the biggest low-life bottom feeder of the century. But what if, let's just say, that POS ever made his presence known at a Triple H show in Mexico or Sapphire Gentlemen's Club in Las Vegas? What would you do if Billy showed up at your place of business and you noticed that piece of dog-ass when you're on the clock? Let's just say if it were me, well, I can't legally say what I would do. I saw that scumbag posted pictures of himself at a big W show. It seems that company is happy to take his money. Me, I could tell him where to shove that money, if you know what I mean. P.S. The Billy Body New Jersey band has officially expanded to include all of the northeastern tri-state area and some of Pennsylvania. Oh, this is a guy that banned him from New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now expanded. So
this guy doesn't like Billy at all. Billy's been to Sapphire Gentlemen's Club. I wouldn't care.
They'll take his ticket money, but they won't allow him in the hotel lobbies. So, you know, there's that.
What if Cody, if he showed up, Cody, would you have him removed from a Triple A show if he paid to be there?
Here's the thing. If he were to show up, remember I told you that usually I hang out with some guys that just in case any goes down, but they weren't there, that day in Tijuana, that Billy Body, what's this guy's name? Lord Cyrus got attacked by the fucking Mark security guard.
Right.
So these guys would definitely beat the fuck out of him. Probably you know, all of them, because there's a couple of them, give him the dirty Sanchez, definitely fist fuck him with those Hulk vibrating gloves. You know which one I'm talking about? Have you ever seen those oversized Hulk vibrating gloves? And then probably be brought over to the Hong Kong nightclub, which is very popular in Tijuana, with the servicemen. And he would be stationed there as a permanent glory hole on the business end. Nothing.
Next is from Masks, Mats, and Mayhem Show. And the subject is AEW Women's Locker Room. Keep it a show. Oh, good. Because Conan should have some information on this. Okay. Keep it as short so you can read a grip of them. What do you guys think about Lufisto's comments about the AEW Women's Locker Room environment and the comments it got from MJF, Ruby, Taya, Dustin Rhodes, and others? Just to read the comments. Okay. So Lufisto, who Conan knows, she said, had a 1-hour phone call with the current AEW talent. The woman who actually addressed the problems I did today were the ones sent home by Tony Khan. There was a meeting to shoot on Thunder Rosa that Khan attended. Before leaving, he reminded them that the women in the AEW locker room don't just he reminded them that their numbers are like they don't do good numbers, supposedly. And the women in the AEW locker room don't just claim to be in support of women's wrestling, they show it. Whether you see it or not, the ones who don't ask for credit, others, I don't know. But basically MJF and Ruby. So there was it was pretty funny. Obviously, Tony Khan sent out an all points bulletin. Okay, because all these AEW women like started responding like all within an hour of each other on Twitter to talk about how much they love working there and stuff and all this shit, right? Which I thought was funny. Which was kind of like a media dump, like you know, like you see in like the mainstream media does it sometimes, right? Like the narrative went out. But I didn't really care much for the story, to be honest with you. But Conan, I asked him, like, did you know anything about this? And I texted you, and you said, yes, you do have some information. Do you have any information on what happened here?
Yeah, there's nothing, you know, that anybody doesn't already know. But from the people that I spoke to is, well, here's the thing, because now, you know, they're putting that, like you said, Ruby responded, right? And a whole bunch of wrestlers, right, Joe?
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Dustin Rhodes responded and then deleted a tweet that said, hey, Lufisto, read your story. And sometimes as a coach, I have to be very honest and won't ever tell you a lie about how good or bad it was. Sometimes hard love comes out and I wouldn't have it any other way. I hope you find what you're looking for.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Because allegedly he was hard on her and made a joke about French Canadians being assholes and told her match was terrible. So that was his response. Disco List member Nicole Matthews supported Ruby Soho in the situation. And well, that's basically it. She just said that she's one of her favorite people.
I don't give a rat's ass about these responses.
Oh, you want to hear what Conan has? Yeah.
I want to hear what happened. Yeah. What happened here?
Well, from what I heard was Luke Pistol went in there. She had a match, and I'm friends with her, so there's no hating. So I'm just stating, not hating. She went in there. She had a match, and I guess she felt disrespected. I don't know if it was what Dustin said, but that doesn't sound like something Dustin would say. But she was disrespected, and so I think she kind of wanted to put him on blast. And she had found out about this meeting, which was not recently. It happened when they were in San Antonio. Can you see the last time they were in San Antonio, Joe?
Yeah.
AEW. Mm-hmm. So this happened when they were in San Antonio. And, you know, of course, the wrestlers, and I've seen this in many, many promotions, including my own, where you're trying to do damage control because you don't want the company right. to look bad. So you have credible wrestlers go out there and defend the company. But, bro, nobody's stupid. There's no wrestling promotion. You could go to a motherfucking Starbucks and there's only 10 employees and there's going to be beef between 10 employees. You know, you're not going to tell me that a wrestling room full of immature, a lot of them are petty. A lot of them have more money than they've ever had. They're jealous. They're cutting each other's throats. They're stabbing each other in the back. That there's not people that don't like each other. When I was watching that reality show they had, whatever the fuck it was called. Do you remember, Joe? AEW?
The what now?
All Access.
Sorry. All Access. Okay.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
Bro, for like a month, they were showing this thing of this actual heat between Kay Conti and Ruby Soho, where they were basically saying, you know, Ruby was basically, yeah, I'm ready to beat this chick's ass. You know what I'm saying? And that was not scripted. You know what I'm saying? So there's right. heat back there. A lot of people, you know, there's a lot of heat on Britt Baker, you know, and obviously Britt doesn't get along with Thunder Rosa. And there's other girls that don't get along. And that happens in every company, AAA, WWE, Impact. That's just the way life is. You don't have to be in a wrestling company. Just any mate, you know, baseball teams, the Padres were screaming at each other not too long ago in the dugout because of their poor play. You know, that happens when there's ego and money and immaturity all involved in competition.
Well, I tweeted, because you've stated this in the past, it's not like it's a lie, that I said it like, you know, the relative to the amount of women on the roster, the percentage of drama caused by the girls has always been excessively high. You know, like,
that is true.
And like you said, what is a comment you made? It was very said.
Five girls
in the locker room caused more drama than like the other 80 guys combined, right?
That is true. And we've seen it in other locker rooms. We've seen it right. in Impact. You've been in Impact, you know. We've seen it in
It just happens. Yeah. I mean, I'm not this. That's not a lie. It's not like I'm not. Right. I've been behind the scenes where you, bro. Girls are. It's just. Bro, that's just girls' nature. They're more sensitive. Bro,
and they're vicious. And they're vicious. Right. And they're vicious when they fight, because I've seen them like saying shit to each other in front of me, like almost about to fight. I'm like, wow, these girls are way worse than guys are. Like, they bring it. They're like, they have all this hate inside of them. I don't know why. Maybe, I don't know. I don't even want to get into my theories.
Right. Okay. So
The last time they're in San Antonio, to answer your question, Conan, was December 21st.
Oh, this is a while. It was like 6 by 8 months ago. Yeah. Like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. I want to ask you a question. Right. Do you do meal prep?
Yep.
You do. Okay, well, Factor is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, and it can help you fuel fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with a healthy lifestyle. So if you do meal prep and you're too busy with your end-of-summer goal to cook, want to make sure you're eating well, with Factor, you can skip the trip to the grocery store, the chopping, the prepping, the cleaning up, while still getting the flavor and nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. And all I have to do is heat and joy and get back to crushing your goals. You can choose from 34-plus weekly flavor-packed, dietitian-approved meals ready to eat in 2 minutes. Level up with the Gourmet Plus options. You can treat yourself to upscale meals with premium ingredients like broccolini, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus. If you're too busy running around all the day to think about lunch, you can keep your energy up with the Lunch to Go. It's effortless, wholesome meals like grain bowls and salad toppers. And they're ready to eat when you're on the go. No microwave required. And if you're looking for calorie-conscious options, you can try delicious dietitian-approved calorie-smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. And if you need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best for the rest of the summer, try Protein Plus meals with 30 grams of protein plus or more per serving. And you can round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45-plus add-ons, including breakfast items like the apple cinnamon pancakes. You're a big fan of these, the bacon and cheddar egg bites. And they have also potato bacon and egg breakfast skillets. Or for an easy wellness boost, try refreshing beverage options like cold pressed juices, shakes, and smoothies. So with Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice if you're into that, they offset 100% of their delivery missions, source 100% renewable electricity for the production sites and offices, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in the meals. So get back and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals, enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door, ready in just 2 minutes, no prep, no mess. Bro, you won't believe how many girls at our club like use Factor. Like Factor's like, when you see meal prep at our club, like, you see the Factor meals. All these girls eat Factor meals. It's crazy. So head to factormeals.com/K1050 and use code K1050 to get 50% off. It's ridiculous. That's code K100F50 at factormeals.com. That's FactorMeals.com/K150 to get 50% off. You got to give it a try at that price.
Bro, this thing's ridiculously good, and here's the reason why for me. Because besides all the reasons that Disco said, you don't got to go to the store and pick up the things, it's already there, you don't have to really cook it. Bro, they prep it and they send it and they put it in this cooler with all these ice packs in it. So it comes really, really fresh. And I'm going to tell you one thing I really love. They have this black pepper and sage pork chop, bro. And it's not like a thin little pork chop that you get. It's a thick southern style pork chop. And it's absolutely delicious. They have a chorizo chili. So they got everything you can imagine. Right.
And I think you'd see if you saw I was putting my order in for this week, D.I., there in the Gourmet Plus. There's a filet mignon and shrimp, roasted garlic filet and shrimp, which I'm very much looking forward to getting, considering how good all the other stuff's been.
All right. So, you know, get your meal prep on. Stay healthy. Check out Factor Meals. Boom.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a click away. Order online and pick up at your local store. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Next is from Lewis Rice. Subject is cities. Do you have any cities or towns you dislike wrestling in, and why? That's from Lewis Rice, Wisconsin. I don't understand why they continue. I think AEW did a show here recently. There's no reason to go to Erie, Pennsylvania. Okay, when we went to Erie, Pennsylvania, there was a shitty building. There was just, you know, empty buildings everywhere, poverty. I couldn't imagine, like, why you're hitting this market. You know, it's like, so it was the worst town
ever. I just think
it was
a market that probably did for them in the past. You know, and they always kept it on there. Like, there was one right by Xbox house in Minnesota. It was called, what was the one that was like two to
Duluth two or something four, like that?
No, not Duluth. There's another one.
St. Paul? No, not St. Paul. That's many. I don't know.
Was it Mankato?
Mankato, yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I did not like going there.
This internet wrestling database actually lists the match that she references was April 6, 2022. So she must have been at the meeting, but hadn't had a match in 8 months.
Who did she work against April 26, 2022?
She was in a 6-woman tag match. She teamed with Ruby Soho and Sky Blue against Emi Sakurai. She was on the team with Sakurai and the Bunny. Anna Jay, Soho, and Sky Blue were her opponents.
Next is from Cisco De Leon, and the subject is in response to the EO Sky comments. You can call me Cisco if my email is confusing to read. Hello, Conan and Disco. I was a big fan of both of you growing up, and I love your show. Anyway, I must address your opinions on EO Sky, such as her not having any charisma or character. It just appears that neither of you have seen any of her work before the main roster. I encourage you to watch her NXT promo videos against Charlotte Flair, Rhea Ripley, and Dakota Kai. Watch her selling and expressions during her cage match with Shayna. These are just examples that showcase her actual character skills. And yes, Disco, she's been regarded as one of the best in the world. If you want to see evidence of that, look at articles that announce her signing to the WWE. Her promo video for the Mae Young Classic against Toni Storm and praise from HBK and Triple H during the NXT TakeOver when Raquel beat Io for the belt. An interview from Lita back in 2021 and the article from Bell to Bells in which she was listed as the best female wrestler of the 2010s. Okay, Cisco, you actually think... Okay, moreover, her introduction to main roster for WWE is less than ideal. For example, have you seen her do her 619 or her dark-like video promos yet? Anyways, thanks if you're reading response to this. Much respect and love for you to you two legends. Okay, bro, if you actually think that I watched the show. She hasn't been interesting to me on viewing that show. Period. I'm just sorry. She's not interesting yet. Okay. That's my personal opinion. And if you're trying to tell me to make her interesting, I have to go back and look at all this other shit that she did, like, you know, like months and years ago. Forget it. It's like, I'm just not interested. She can make me interested. She just said they haven't booked her to do anything that I find, you know, particularly interesting yet. So that's, well, it's not like I'm wrong. It's like, how can I be wrong about my opinion of something? You know, it's just like, I just don't, she doesn't do anything for me. There's nothing against it. I can see she's probably a good worker, right? But she does nothing for me. So what? You got a comment on this, Conan?
Okay, nobody ever said she was a bad wrestler, so I don't know where you're getting that from. So right. Quit trying to convince us. Like I said before, bro, she wrestled in AAA a long time ago with her sister, so I've seen her before. And because she can do a 619, big deal. A lot of people can do a 619.
Right.
You know, have her do like a double 450, you know, in reverse, like, you know, Ricochet used to do. But here's the thing, bro, like Disco said, and I was going to say the same thing. So let me see if I got this right. For me to see that she's charismatic, I got to go back a couple months or years to see it. Why am I seeing it now?
Right.
And she can control things like being charismatic by not acting all weird when she comes out and not just standing there like a fucking, you know, totem pole,
like an ornament,
fucking right, yeah. When Bailey's talking and underacting and then the other one overreacts, it looks funny as fuck. So yeah, no, I'm not gonna put her over. She has no charisma, and I am into her storyline now because, well, I was into it because she just finally cashed the Money in the Bank thing, but they're separating her and Bailey, and it's kind of funny how and Bailey were going back and forth and, you know, doing, you know, one upsmanship. But yeah, she's not an interesting character whatsoever.
All right, I'm gonna add a new thing
by that.
Okay, I'm gonna add a new thing that we do here in the mailbag. I'm not gonna suspend him. Okay, I'm not gonna suspend you. Okay, because it's, you know, for your email. But I am going to condemn the email. Hit the condemnation music, Joe. I'm gonna condemn this email because he.
I like the condemnation music.
Yeah. Play the music and then I'll make the condemnation.
Can you put that music into your sound effects or no?
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
All right, Cisco, your email has been condemned for asking us to go watch footage from back in 2021 and in the 2010s. All right.
And if you feel like when you're sleeping, demons are watching you, they possibly are. You've been condemned.
All right. So next is from the Suicide Fighter. This is interesting. Joe, you got this clip ready?
I do.
Okay. Fake Rey Mysterio in Ireland. Hi, all. The below clip is part of a show that a traveling Irish circus puts on in Ireland. Rey Mysterio is advertised as appearing, his image and logo, etc. The match on each show is Rey Mysterio versus Sin Cara in a lucha-style match. Masks, outfits, and bodysuits make it look real at first. You got the clip. It says obviously it is not Rey Mysterio, but what do you think of fake lucha matches and Irish circuses advertising Rey Mysterio? And that's regards from Suicide Fighter. All right, you got this clip. I want to see this.
Mm-hmm.
He's fighting in the blue corner, representing 165 pounds.
Oh my God, it's a trampoline.
Trampoline also, yeah.
Set for 3 rounds. All right. That's enough. I got no problem with this. It's obviously not Rey Mysterio. It's a circus. Bro, let me tell you something.
They're advertising it.
Conan, right? you didn't do a lot of indie work in your career, did you? You were just in AAA and then you came to WCW, right?
I did some indie work. I did some indie work.
I did the Southern Indies. I literally have wrestled against 5 different doinks. Doink the Clown. So there was always a Doink the Clown. You know, Southern wrestling shows, Doink the Clown, and it's always a different, like, it was always somebody different. You know, it's like, it actually wasn't Doink, but it's like, but the fans didn't care. They're like, you know, the kids come to see Doink the Clown. You know, it's like, right.
There's nobody that went to that circus, that rinky dinky looking ring, right? Thinking Rey Mysterio was there. So once they were there, they were like, all right, let's see if this is entertaining or not. Because they do that even in Mexico. They'll put, like, because he's got a couple of nephews that wrestle in the business, and they'll say in really big letters, Rey Mysterio, and then really little letters, Hijo de Rey Mysterio, which is like their uncle's son. Right. Yeah.
We're going to do it. I'm going to give this guy a break, okay?
Right.
Suicide Fighter has another email submission. However, The subject is, oops, actual video, fake Rey Mysterio on Island. Apologies for attaching the wrong link. Here's the actual link, fake Rey Mysterio on Island. So he sent a second email to clue us in that the previous email had the wrong clip. So what we're going to do is we're going to condemn this second email. Okay, you got the condemnation music ready, Joe?
Yes.
All right, Suicide Fighter, this email is condemned. Okay, because it is a second email, but you are posting a correction. So we will allow the correction. We will not suspend you, but we will condemn this email. All right. That's good enough, Joe. It's been condemned. All right, next one's from Danny Ribeiro. No subject. Hello, Conan Disco. My question is, have you ever met AJ Styles when he was in WCW? What was he like, and what are your thoughts on his first wrestling impressions in the ring? Have a great day. Your show is the best, and thank you. But Joe, play the Price is Right losing horn. Okay. Danny, I actually wrestled against AJ Styles when he was in WCW. Okay, yeah. I thought it was good. I thought it was good. However, I will say this. Him and who was a kid that was called Air Paris. Okay, him and Air Paris wrestled me and Alex, right? And AJ was going to do a springboard the kid meant, the shooting star.
Shooting star.
And he slipped. And he almost crippled himself in our match right there. Anyway, you caught her. Joe, see if you can find that clip.
Because he was really bummed out, because it was like at the end of WCW, remember?
Right. And Johnny Ace liked him. So, yeah. Which there's no reason not to like him. AJ was great. He was a great talent back then. I thought it was cool that I was getting to wrestle him, because we would see this kid on the Saturday night tapes. I was like, wow, this kid looks pretty good. You know, you could obviously tell when somebody's good. It's like, I could have a good match with this guy, you know? So, yeah, you could tell he was going to do something. So, next one's from Desmond Terrell. The subject is TV rating.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Good day, gentlemen. My question is about TV ratings. They seem to be the KPI that wrestling is primarily measured on. How are views calculated? Are they based on USA data or world data? The reason I ask is because Collision, which is shown on TSN in Canada, has not been on TV for weeks now. Am I wrong? Won't that hurt their ratings? Thanks again, that's what no, it's just an American.
It's strictly
American.
Nielsen was only America. Yes, it is. I have the clip up here if you want to see.
Yeah. The clip of what? Oh, of Joe AJ?
Yeah.
With the move? Do you have that move in here? Okay.
Yeah, as soon as you get, I think you're about to get dumped out of the ring. And
right.
There you go. Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It looked like an offensive move, right?
Yeah, but he didn't get what he wanted at all.
No, he slipped. He slipped and actually saved his ass by landing on his back, you know?
Oh, shit.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. The Angels, nice, yeah, I liked working against Angels.
Here comes Air Paris. What's he going to do?
Just connected back first with the crossbody. And then Air Paris hit the
K100 with Conan and Disco is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Conan.
What up?
I think you would agree that sometimes in life we're faced with tough choices and the path forward isn't always clear. Whether you're dealing with decisions around your career, relationships, or anything else, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life. so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. So trust yourself to make decisions that align with your values is like anything. The more you practice it, the easier it gets. Now, you in the past have had mental health issues. Has therapy helped you with that?
Yeah, I was diagnosed with a mental health issue at 16 by a psychiatrist. So there was kind of a stigma if you were a male back then to have mental health or talk about it. But the great thing about going to one of these specialists is a lot of stuff that I had was from my childhood. And, you know, they find you, they help you find the root of your problems. They help you navigate through them. I highly recommend a mental health therapist if you're having any problems, issue with mental health. Just talking to somebody sometimes and them having you see stuff that maybe you haven't figured out yet will help you get through a lot of your issues.
I just want to say real quick that I've, you know, gone back and forth as far as therapy for a while. Like, I, you know, had to try it in my teens, similar to Conan, and I didn't really like it. So, but recently, you know, people have advised me, check it out. And I actually found BetterHelp before they ever worked with this show. And if you're someone like me that isn't necessarily thrilled about going to the therapist's office, or with BetterHelp, you get matched up with a therapist that matches your needs, and you can communicate with them via text or video call or phone call, anything you want. So it's just very convenient. I've worked with two different guys and they've both been excellent. So what did
you find out about yourself that you didn't know before that you've applied and it has helped you feel more mentally fit?
You'll like this one. Other people's praise is too important to me, so I got to work on that. Right. You believe that?
No, not at all. That doesn't sound like any right. Yeah.
All right. So, anybody out there, if you're thinking of starting therapy, as you've heard, right. Joe's trying to give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So, let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/K100 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/K100 for 10% off your first month. Give them a try.
Call a therapist. Get your mental health right. Boom.
All right, next one's from Timothy Cologne, and the subject is Heart Foundation. Hi, K100. There are rumors of Brian Pillman Jr. joining WWE. Can he pull off the loose cannon character like his dad? Also, would a new Hart Foundation work like it did in MLW using Natalya, Harry Smith, Brian Pillman Jr., and Teddy Hart? I don't think they're going to hire Teddy Hart.
No.
I don't think that. I think the Hart Foundation is kind of like old news.
But do I don't you know think Brian, he could be,
I don't,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if he's got that in him.
How many times?
I mean, Pillman was a maniac. Like, Pillman was like legit wires. He had some screws loose up there. He was so very, very intense, like, you know, stuff. So I don't know. I don't know if Brian's wired like that. So.
How many times have you met Brian Jr.? Probably have.
Three or four?
Yeah.
Two or three, maybe? Yeah.
I don't know. I think he could do it. From talking to him a little bit, I just think he, you know, I think he could do it.
All right.
Yeah.
So the next one is from Chris Barnes, and the subject is Rhea and Dom. Hi, guys. Been listening to your podcast for three. Wait, nobody gives a rat's ass about my life story, so let's get straight to the question.
Appreciate it.
Are WWE missing something with the lack of intimacy in Rhea and Dom's relationship? They're together, but we've never seen anything sexual or intimate on the show. Do they need to take it to the next level on air to generate even more heat? Keep up the great work. Us Aussies are addicted to the podcast. Regards, Chris. I don't know. I mean, they could, but I don't think Dom needs more heat. He's already got solar heat. Like, how much more heat does this guy need, right? Conan, what do you think about that?
That's the exact same thing I was going to say.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, dude.
Right. Next one's from Ryan Damone, the subject is CBS forcing the 50-50 rule in reality shows. Thoughts on CBS forcing reality shows that have 50% white and 50% other? Since they did this, the ratings for Big Brother and Survivor have dropped. Other reality TV shows have quietly left the network. What's the point of this besides killing their own ratings? It doesn't match the true demographics of our nation. Ever see a senior citizen in a reality show? They represent 17% of the country and are visible compared to transgender, etc. If they do this with reality shows, shouldn't they force this on TV shows and sports? Bro, like I said, this is the typical like problem with progressives, okay? Progressive liberals, all right? And a progressive liberal has always been like somebody that like taking things and improving, you know, like taking archaic rules from the past and changing. But bro, but the progressives just come up with a lot of shitty ideas. They create problems where they don't exist and think they have to solve them. Like, was there anybody complaining about the percentage of racial diversity on reality shows? Like, was anybody talking about that? And then told the progressive liberals came out and said, "Whoa, look at this!" Like pointed it out and like making it like it's something that we should care about. And that's what they do it tons of times. They do stupid shit like this. You know, they create problems so they can think that they can fix them when there was no problem to begin with. Well, what do you think about that, Conan?
It's just like, yeah, you shouldn't be forcing. Like, I'll give you an example. Have you ever seen any of the Love and Hip Hop shows?
No, I don't watch that.
So it's usually depending on which one it is and all that. Like, some of them is Basketball Wives, some of them. So it's usually like African Americans, right? It's all of a sudden you just stuck 50% white in there just to even it out. It's not going to make any sense,
right?
You know?
Right.
So you shouldn't force what doesn't need to be forced.
And now what you're doing is, because you have diversity, you're having this program diversity, and it's a reality show. What if you're maybe like causing some people not to be in the show that could be entertaining, but they're white, and you can't have 60% white people in the show, and you have to exclude some people that might be entertaining?
Yeah.
You know, since that, bro, when Hollywood and TV and art has applied to racial diversity quotas, it's lost the point. Artistic impression is. You know, it shouldn't have rules to be governed by, you know. So I don't know. I think
I would rather you. I would rather you have skilled and qualified people in positions of power, whether it's Asian or Latino or Black, and them not abusing their power and picking the right people. You know what I'm saying? That's really, to me, way more important.
Like the diversity in film and stuff too. It's like we talked about Snow White recently. And it's whatever, you know, they took the seven dwarves out and all that. And I guess Snow White is like, I guess she's half a person of color. I'm not sure what she is, but, you know, people don't like that and they kind of reject it. And it's like everyone has the same question.
Yeah, because I just think that there's a lot of things that, you know, you grew up with and they don't need to be touched. They don't need to be changed just to be politically correct. You know, just do new shit that you want to do politically correct.
Exactly. And that's why the writers on strike are getting so much heat, because it's like, go ahead, go on strike. Everything sucked recently, you know, so it ain't bothering nobody. There's a lot of YouTube channels about that, you know.
Yeah. Next is some Tino Tran, somebody's creative signs. Hey, K100 Kang, that's not sure if you all saw this on Twitter, but I thought this sign at Raw show was hilarious. What does it say here, Joe? Dirty Dom
eats corn the wrong way.
Born the wrong way, okay.
Shout out to Dirty Dom
for his continued hot streak. If this is already covered in previous mailbag question, I apologize, and you can all just skip over it. But Disco and Conan, you guys are in the era where sign creativity from the fans were probably at its peak. Do you recall any signs legit made you laugh or memorable to you? And if so, what were they? I got my Mount Rushmore of three signs that I think were the funniest signs of all time. Number one was Eddie Guerrero was my gardener. Was one of them. Okay. Number two, a guy had a sign that said God with an arrow pointing straight up in the air. Jeez. Okay. And the funniest one of all time was The Real Big Show is in My Pants. What do you think about those signs, Conan?
Very good.
Okay. This one's from the Feeney Express. Who is the Feeney Express, Joe?
I have no idea, but he's returning from a suspension. So let's
keep are you it. Dubious, Conan, that Joe doesn't know who the Feeney Express is?
I don't. Very. I have no idea.
Okay. Somebody just shoot interviews. Choo choo. Hey guys, the Feeney Express has arrived on K100 once again. Get the kazoo for that. Immediately for that. Okay. My question is for Conan, Disco, and Conan. The other day I watched Glenn shoot interview on Hannibal TV, and it was one of my favorite shoots, not just because he shits on anyone and everyone, but it's just him reminiscing on the great times he's had in his career. Have you guys done any other shoots if you were good, and do you like watching and or doing these type of interviews, or is it more of a case of the guy paying you enough for it? Thanks. All aboard, last call for the Feeney Express. Someone call Comrade. Joe is coming for his spot. Choo-choo! Joe, what do you think, Conan? I'm not a fan of. I would never do a shoot interview unless I get paid good for it. I mean, I don't care. I just did it for the money. So, Next is from Justin Check. Subject is Dark Side of the Ring, Bash of the Beach 2000. Hey guys, longtime fan of the show. My question is for Disco. So, Dark Side of the Ring, just an episode of Bash of the Beach 2000, and all the backstage drama surrounding it. Vince Russo told the story, asked the booking committee who should win the belt, and that unanimously the committee said Booker T. Was D.I. Bro, I've repeated this story many times. Was D.I. in that room? And if so, what was your memory of that meeting? Also, Russo did a Q&A on his podcast after the episode aired, wondering why the producer of the show had Lance Storm on versus someone like D.I. Was Disco even approached? Thanks. Vince, I told – after Vince – I already did talk to Vince about that. I'm not going to do the Dark Side of the Rings. I've been asked – To be on a couple of Dark Side of the Rings, and I've turned it down. I'm not a fan of going on there and burying Buff Bagwell. You know, that's what they want me to do, the Buff show. I'm like, no, I'm just not a fan of that. All these Dark Side of the Rings, I soured on this after the first season. It's just like everybody in the business burying everybody else. You know, and I'm just, I don't know. But I will say this: I was in the room, and we actually did. I'm the one that actually said, who do you guys think should be the champion? Go. I say, if you think Booker T should be our champion, raise your hand. Everybody raised me, Terry Taylor, Ed Ferrara, Vince Russo, and I think Borash and Bill Banks all raised their hand because it was time. He was getting over. He was one of the best workers that we had in that company. He was like, he would always brag about Booker would always walk around and goes, I'm top five in the business. You know, he was always joking backstage, right? And I go, yeah, you're number five. He goes, no, man, I'm top five. I go, yeah, you're five. I go, so if you're top four, you're four. If you're top three, you're three. You go, no, man, don't you get them top five. I'm like, yeah, you're five. We always have a running gag. Like, we joke about that, you know? So what
is that the biggest? Was that the biggest contribution Bill Banks ever made, was raising his hand for that?
Maybe. He was persona non grata in those booking meetings. We'd ask Bill Banks sometimes. Cody, you remember how dry Bill Banks was, right?
Super. You talk about Mike Pence, Joe Feeney personality. This guy was way drier.
Yeah, way, way worse. Okay. He'd be like, Bill, what do you think? He'd be like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Then you like this or do you think it's, I don't know.
That was super. Okay. Remember how Trump used to call Biden low energy Joe?
Oh, yeah.
This guy was like, what do you call this? Like phone battery when there's like 5% left. You know?
Yeah, right. Conan, guess what?
What's up?
It's time to unleash the beach beast within you. Oh. Know what that means? It means this summer, Manscaped is here to help you level up your beach game with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. They're going past waist deep in the grooming game and diving in headfirst to your facial hair fantasy. The Beard Hedger is a game changer, allowing you to shape your beard like a true beach babe. So this summer, let the beach balls bounce and turn heads all over the place. Visit manscaped.com and use the code K100 for 20% off and free shipping. So here's the deal. It's time to tame your mane. Okay, a lot of people have trouble with facial hair. They don't like to shave. So why not go for it and let's try the beard. Say goodbye to all the stubble trouble with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. It all starts with the Beard Hedger. First off, this cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. You don't have to have all the guards and everything, right? And a million, yeah, products. You don't even have to worry about that, right? Plus it's waterproof, so you can shave in the shower to avoid all the hair in the sink. And the titanium-coated T-blade is tough in the hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. And it doesn't end there, because they've created four dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care, okay? First, there is the beard shampoo and conditioner that comes with this. And you remember, all your hair is different. Your beard hair is more coarse and easier to damage than the hair on your head, obviously. And that's why the kit has made shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replace natural oils, and promote beard health. Next, the kit has Manscaped Beard Oil. This helps relieve dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath while adding a little shimmer and shine. And cap off the kit with the Beard Balm, a pomade that shapes, styles, moisturizes, and tames for a sculpted look to attract any fellas or dames. Look, with all these products, if you don't have an on-point beard after a few weeks, that's got to be on you. Because the Pro Beard Kit also comes with three free gifts, a beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. And you know, this is the year 2023. Beards are in. The chicks like beards, but they don't like sloppy, ugly beards. They like well-groomed beards. So get 20% off and free ship with code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code K100. That's the Manscaped Beard Hedger, one stroke, one guard, and 20 lengths at manscaped.com.
Yeah, this is our best-selling product, and there's a reason why. It's high quality and it works. Now they've got everything from I can guarantee you these are the most comfortable briefs, boxers that you'll ever wear. Incredible. You wouldn't think that, you know, a shaving company would come up with something this sweet, but they did. And they've got everything from deodorant, the weed whacker for your hair and for your nose hairs and your ears. They got shampoo, they got conditioner, they got a body wash. I mean, they got everything so you can feel fresh, be clean, smell good. They even got cologne. I mean, these guys just bring it. And they got a really sweet leather toiletry bag that doesn't look cheap or look like, you know, that you can bring it to you when you travel or stay over somewhere. It's just, you know, top of the line, any way you cut it. So, you know, keep your groom on, you know, look clean, look presentable, smell clean for job interviews, just to go out in public. I know that's a big issue with wrestling fans, that their hygiene's not that great. This can help you. Go check out Manscaped. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
All right, next is from John Para. Hey, guys, John from Vegas here, and I'm currently sitting in my living room watching Dark Side of Wrestling on Vice and the disgusting Bash of the Beach. In the show, they interviewed Meltzer. When asked if Vince Russo did more harm than good to professional wrestling, he answered by saying harm. Considering Russo responsible for the highest ratings in wrestling history, how can Dave say such a thing? Thoughts?
Vince wrote stuff
harm.
It disagreed with Dave's preferences.
Right. Right.
You know,
but wrestling's a work. None of this was very
right. Well, he was like I've always said, he was a genius when he was in WWE, and there's enough people that have put him over, and we've talked to him and worked with him. He's a very smart guy. But he did do shit like those fucking lame ass on a pole matches, which were ridiculous. He did put the title on himself, you know. So yeah. I'm sure that those were things that Dave didn't like. I'm assuming. I don't know if there's something else.
I don't think any booker has done like harm. Like, how do you harm?
No, they didn't do harm, but were not good. They were not good angles.
Yeah. This is an interesting one. Joey Adams. Subject is, why is he gifted? Sup, dudes. What was the idea behind the character Gifted Glenn Gilberti? Why is he gifted? What was the idea behind the character? Made it a different character than Disco Inferno? P.S. Didn't know if you guys were aware, but the new gag in the Cornette podcast is to randomly yell Conan, imitating Don Callis when he was getting attacked in AAA. Is that a thing now? Did Don Callis yell for you when he got attacked in AAA, Conan?
I think so.
You hear him yelling for you?
A couple times.
Did you hear this?
Yeah, because I was right by him. I was producing the segment, but I was looking the other way. I was looking at Kenny Omega getting attacked by
Takeshita.
Right. So I was looking at that because I was producing it. Yeah.
Let me ask
then
you
when
a question.
When I turned around, I saw him on the floor, and I was like, "What the fuck are you doing to the fucking guy that was doing that to him?" You know, he released him, and then fucking Don, as you can imagine, got really pissed. Yeah.
But Conan.
Yeah.
The Gifted Glenn Gilberti character was just like, just a heel moniker. But I will say this, I have a question for you. what was your when you were in AAA, was that the first time you'd met Takeshita?
Yeah.
Okay, did he have any fighting words for you based on the comments that you said that he should stick to his nationality that you made in the previous?
No, he was very, very like most Japanese, very quiet and polite. And then I told Kenny, do you speak good Japanese? And he goes, yeah, I speak it. I go, can you tell this guy? I go, does he know about the thing with Eddie Guerrero? And he goes, oh, yeah, he knows. And I go, well, just let him know that it was a joke. I don't even fucking know the guy. And, you know, and he was very, very, very nice. You know,
right. Well, it wasn't a joke.
And so he did tell him, and the guy was right. Like, yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, well, it was not good. It was racial animus towards Japanese guys by Conan. Seek their nationality. Next is from Miguel Lara.
I love working with the Japanese. We have four right now in AAA, and they're all awesome.
Oh, good. This is a great email because I get to see one of my favorite characters of all time. Yeah, Miguel Lara, and the subject is Jeff Cobb / Monster Mustache. Okay,
that's great. I wish Joe could find that. That's great.
Monster Mustache. What up, OGs? Hope all is well with you all. So me and my friend were talking the other day, and he came to the conclusion that Jeff Cobb should have kept the Matanza gimmick, the Monster Stash gimmick. So my question is, do you think he would have done better with this Monster Stash deal, and why do you think he quit working that gimmick? That was a good gimmick, I thought, because they built that gimmick up really well in Lucha Underground. He was like a killer, you know. It was like a mindless. That was a good character. Go ahead.
Yeah. Let me tell you how strong. Yeah, because they had him like locked in a cage. You know.
Yeah, he was vicious.
And this is how much juice they put into him, which I was 100% against, and got me mega heat, and was one of the reasons that led to me being released, bro. When Rey Mysterio came in, when he debuted, okay, when you think Lucha, you think Rey. They had him lose the Monster Stash. And I was like, what in the fuck are you guys doing, bro? Right. And, but yeah, I think that the reason he didn't keep the gimmick, because it wasn't his, it was Lucha Underground.
Right. Yeah, they owned all the IP on these guys, right?
Yeah.
So next is from Marquise Duckett, and the subject is character development in AEW. Hello, want to get your opinions on AEW's biggest problems. AEW's entertaining matches, even if they aren't not the most realistic, if we were being honest. Also, they're just now starting to try and tell stories on television, but just has not been good at it. However, in my opinion, one of the biggest issues is character development. Is it me or nobody's characters evolved since the show started besides MJF and maybe Jungle Boy? Also, one more issue is AEW not properly booking XWWE talent that already has fans. What do you think of these subjects? In specific, how do you feel about lack of character development and not booking XWWE stars that already have fans? I mean, we talk about that all the time on this show. Do you ever listen to our reviews? Like the biggest problem they have is they have random matches with people that you don't really care about why they're fighting, okay? And these matches last too long just because their audience likes good matches, and you have to give 12 to 13, 14 minutes for two guys that don't really have an angle. And our contention has always been these 1 minute promos in the back where they're talking about the match that they're going to be having on the next show don't do anything for character development. Bro, you need more time. Take 2 or 3 minutes off a match. Like, perfect example, that little clip they did, that thing they did where Swerve and the AR Fox kid went to the kid's wrestling school and beat the kid up, right?
Right. Bruce Wayne. What was his name? Wayne something?
Nick Wayne. That was a 2 to 3 minute segment that lasted, that developed like the character. These guys, they're bullies. You know, right. They're picking their code. Okay, so that was good character development, and it only took 2 to 3 minutes. Do more stuff like that, like the MJF Madam Cole vignettes. That's character development.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think it would have had the same effect if Prince Nana wasn't in it? Because I think he added a lot by recording.
I'm a big fan of Prince Nana. For Nana. Next is from James. Like, that's a guy that needs character development. It's Prince Nana. He's just like, I don't know what he's doing there. Yeah, I don't know.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But like I said, I had nothing. Like, AR Fox was a guy that was just losing a bunch of matches on these shows, right? Now, I find out the guy turned heel because, you know, part of character development, it's like Darby kept talking about how this guy took a minute and everything, and he basically said, like, you know, where have you been the last like 5-6 years? You know, you haven't helped me. Like, you know, bro, that's character development. The guy's kind of a shunned, like ex-lover that's kind of like, you know, he helped the guy and the guy kind of like ditched him. And like that's how you build character. Now you have something why you know him and Darby have heat with each other. And now Darby has to come out and address this. You know, so that's character development. That's good. Then, like I said, like when you have a storyline, that's how you build characters, is you give them like bullet points like that of things that you know, define why they're fighting, you know? So would you agree with that, Conan?
Yep. And then now you got a credible reason. Hey, you know, I helped you out and then it took you all this time to help me out. Go fuck yourself.
Right.
You know, and now it's on. Now we win. We went to Nick Wayne, who I guess has some connection with Darby. Maybe they trained together, or that's where Darby started, or something.
Not only that, but
Darby also, if you remember, did that video package introducing him to AEW. So that's also his boy. Right. That's why he called them on the phone, like, "We just fucked up your boy." That was good stuff. Yeah.
So next is from James Musgrove. The subject's Bud Light. Hey guys, it's a follow-up to the recent K100 talks about Dylan Mulvaney, and there is a question at the end. I don't know if anybody caught the Bud Light SummerSlam commercials. In my opinion, it's an embarrassing overcorrection. The new commercial shows a bunch of white barefoot hillbillies. I did not see this. So swaying to country music and sitting in driveways and tons of cars. Nobody of any ethnicity besides white, and they're all as country as it gets. I'm a white guy. I drink beer. Those commercials don't reflect me any more than Dylan Mulvaney did. My question to you guys is, do you think a complete 180 showing the opposite of Dylan Mulvaney was a good idea? Or maybe did it just show normal, regular people drinking Bud Light? Do you see this tactic ultimately succeeding? Joe, are you comfortable going back to drinking it now that it doesn't taste like transsexualism anymore? Do the new commercials reflect your Philly lifestyle? James Musgrove. Yeah, I absolutely think I can see Joe sitting in the backyard barefoot, drinking Bud Light and smoking cigarettes. Could you see that, Conan?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think they flipped to the other side too hard. Everybody can see what they're doing.
Let's see what they're doing. Right. You're kind of like your marketing campaign went all haywire because you actually thought the Dylan Mulvaney like was an actual thing you should be doing. And you know the funny thing about that is the girl, the chick that was in charge of that, like their VP of marketing, whatever, right? She's a typical, like, you know, progressive liberal out of college, you know, the elite. And just like she actually thought that this would be a good idea. And my thing is, I don't drink Bud Light. I couldn't care. This whole culture war, you know, I don't care. I've never drank Bud Light, so I can't. What's the word you want to use?
Boycott
it. I can't boycott something I don't use, right? So I've never been a Bud Light fan. But I don't, you know, I can see how their customers.
But let me ask you, Joe, a question.
By the fact that they did that.
Let me ask you, Joe, you and Joe, a question. Do you guys boycott anything? And I think Joe said that he stopped drinking Bud Light because of that commercial. Do you boycott any products because of, you know, political or religious beliefs?
No.
Yeah. And the Bud Light thing wasn't necessarily because of that. It was more because of the girl that D.I. mentioned and her little Skype meeting leaking where she was kind of calling everyone that already was drinking it trash. You know, it's like, why am I going to spend my money on your shit?
She's not half wrong.
No, right. She's not. But, you know, you're not supposed to say it out loud. I'm the customer.
But I don't – to me, I there's no way that I'm going to navigate my way through life looking at products I consume, food,
bingo, that was my point.
To wonder what are the politics of the person that's in charge of this corporation? You know, like, come on, it's like that's absurd. It's like
I don't know how much steam it's going to get, but there's a movement in some way starting on Twitter that is like boycott all non-black owned businesses, right? And like, just like you're saying, D.I., to me, that seems like a chore because you got to look up everywhere you're going to go. Like, come on.
It's so petty. It's so stupid. Yeah. Just go out, live your life. If you're if politics is so important to people these days that you're literally trying to find out the politics of the person that's.
Yeah, what does their politics have to do with? I'll give you an example. Chick-fil-A, right? That they close on Sundays and the guys are religious. And I don't give a fuck about any of that. Still going to eat Chick-fil-A. Right.
Like if you find out a guy that's cooked good food, you go to the restaurant, you've been eating good food from this guy, and you find out, well, his politics don't think you're going to stop going there. It's like, no,
a lot of people will.
it's like, I like the guy because he cooks me good food. You know, I don't care about anything else. I'm not going to go like, yo, go vote with the guy. I'm voting with his
food. Doesn't taste any better or any worse because he's a Republican. So I don't understand what the fuck's going on.
Like the last karaoke thing I went to, the karaoke DJ or host or whatever was trans. Was cross-dressing anyway. I don't know if he was necessarily a transgender or she, but it's not like I wiped down the microphone with like alcohol wipes or something. Like I didn't give a shit. It was great. And they were really good at their job. So, you know,
Let me tell you a thing too. Let me tell you a thing. This is a thing. It's like, you know, like a lot of there's people at work that I work with that like paint their fingernails. Like, yeah, and it's kind of like, you know, I don't care.
Yeah,
you know, so like, bro, there is kind of more, you know, men are getting more open with like being a little bit like their effeminate side, you know, and expressing it in public. And like even at work, you got a suit and tie on and you get your fingernails painted. It's like, all right, you know, the guy's trying to be artsy and stuff. And thing, but it is kind of funny, like that you see more of that these days. And I just wonder if because like, you know, the transgender movement and stuff, everything is like so profound now that people are getting, you know, more willing to express their sexuality in like in their daily lives or their sexual orientation, which is like, yeah, I don't, you know, this sounds to me like you have people putting their relationships on blast, you know, like talking on social media, like,
yeah,
but you know, it's, I don't know, it just seems like
you're talking about it the way it used to be and the way it is now. It's different now, bro. You got OnlyFans, you got sex testing, you got Cardi B with wet ass pussy. Come on, so I mean,
plus, like, another change is as far as politics is my dad always tells me, like, when he and my mom would vote, you know, for president or local or whatever, they never discussed who they were voting for. You weren't, it's not that you weren't supposed to, but it was like, you know, it wasn't
a big deal. It didn't matter.
My house was hysterical because my dad was a Republican, my mom was a Democrat for years. They would argue politics. Yeah. It was hysterical, right? And then when Hillary ran, my mom hated Hillary Clinton, became a Trump fan, and she's been a Republican ever since.
Right.
Kind of weird. She was a lifelong Democrat. For years and years and years, she was like the lifelong Democrat that would be like glued to the Melendez brothers trial when it was on TV. You know, do you remember like Cody with these big trials and stuff? Everything like she would always, you know,
yeah, the
she,
two Cuban she, guys,
right? So like
they killed their dad because he said they molested him.
She was obsessed with that case, obsessed with that. You know, so like it's, you know, so I don't know, but that's been the mailbag.
Boom.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.